Welcome back to Entertainment Talk. Today I'm here to do another video game review. This is going to be for Little Nightmares 3, developed by one Supermassive Games, published by Bandai Namco. Let's go to our rating system and stay spoiler free. We've got strong, must play, don't skip, possible skip, skip, and hard skip. I'm going to give this a hard skip and a 2 out of 10. I hate this game. I think this game... Look, I'm just going to prepare you. I've got a lot of really harsh words to say about this game. And I'm usually somebody who, you know, tries to enjoy things. Tries to be balanced. Tries to be fair. But I have very, very little of nice things to say about this game. So yeah, a hard skip, 2 out of 10. I hate what this game is. I hate what it tries to do. I hate in certain places how it tries to replicate the first game in almost pathetic and comedic ways at times. And in... quite sad ways. This game feels quite just sad at points to play through. And not in terms of necessarily because of things that happen in the story, just because of what this game is, its reason for existing, its attempts to do things. Look, I wouldn't necessarily even go as far as to say this is a horror game that is pretending to be Little Nightmares, because it does still have the, like, if you imagine Little Nightmares as a, BLT sandwich, but you take all of the things that make it a bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwich, and you leave it with just, like, the bare bones of a sandwich. So, it's still a Little Nightmares game. You still do the normal mechanics and things, and the world is still the same. So, it doesn't necessarily feel like a sort of, oh, we're just going to slap the IP name on this and change it. However, there's none of the soul of Little Nightmares is here. None of the sort of, I was going to say DNA, but the DNA of Little Nightmares isn't really in here either. It just looks like Little Nightmares because it plays and looks like it. I think this game is really, really pathetic with some of the areas that you go through. I hated the ending. I had the ending half spoiled as I was researching certain things about the game and certain opinions, because I was playing it and I was like, I wonder how everybody else feels like this, feels about this game. And it turns out they felt the same way about the game. Yeah, it turns out the community sort of felt the same way about this game. Even though it is 4 hours or about 4 hours long, I've seen some 2.5 hour playthrough videos, I've seen some 4 hour ones. This game takes its sweet time to end as well. There's a few, I don't know, the ending was definitely far too long. Hated the ending, hated where the ending ended up getting to. Okay, so why have I even bothered giving it a 2? I would say because the game is functional and it looks okay. I don't like anything about this game at all. Nothing about this game. And you might wonder, like, okay, well, why did you bother finishing it? Why did you bother playing it through? Because I wanted to see it through to the end. I knew it was short. And because I'm a Little Nightmares fan. And I wanted to see if this game could pick anything up near the end and to see if it would redeem itself in any way. You know, maybe it has a good last half hour, maybe it has a good last hour. It doesn't. It does the same things throughout. So I've used the word pathetic there quite a lot to describe this game, and I know that that's a very harsh word. Look, when I'm playing through Little Nightmares 1 and 2, now I don't remember 1 as well as I remember number 2 because I played it even further back. Little Nightmares would do such a great job with specifically creeping you out, and it would do such a great job with things like environmental storytelling and having you have the curiosity about you of, okay, what happened here? Why did it happen? Why is there a dead body there? Why is there this and that? And it gave you. It did a lot of the show don't tell, in terms of it would show you a lot of things, but then you'd be left to your own, devices to figure out why exactly what happened in certain areas. This game does do that, but it's so plain and basic when it does do it. And this game's got like three things, a Little Nightmares 3. This game has got like three things that combine in a very, very unfortunate way that yeah, so particularly what one of them is the creepy aspect of this game. Now when you I specifically remember with Little Nightmares 2 when I was going through that game and there's, I think, quite a large section of Little Nightmares 2 when you go into this building and there's like these massive doors. Of course, it's kind of like Toy Story perspective where it's sort of everything is to scale, but you're really, really small. And you like barely push these doors open. But before you, as you're walking up to this door, and it's sort of this left to right situation, and as you're doing that, you'd like hear the weirdest thing from the next room, and you would be wondering, like, okay, who's in there? What's going on in this room? And you'd be creeped out in terms of like, you don't really want to go in the next room, but obviously, you have to progress the game. You would hear something out of context, you'd then actually get into the room, and you'd see, like, slowly but surely, as you get into the room, more and more things obviously emerging in the screen. You'd see some weird stuff, you'd hear stuff, but then you'd finally get like a visual of what that room is. And even though some things are still out of context, because again, show don't tell, you'd start to get the reveal of that, and it would be genuinely very, very creepy, and it was really, really effective. So, how does that element play out in Little Nightmares 3? And this is where my biggest problem maybe comes into things, and I'll get onto the three connected things in a minute. Is that doesn't happen in Little Nightmares 3. I don't mean specifically in terms of door to door to door, the creepy, creepy, creepy. I went from booting up this game and thinking, okay, what's this world gonna have for me this time? Of course, it's new developer, it's Supermassive Games, new characters, of course, because the previous storyline had kind of finished. But I was like, okay, give it a chance. It's kind of a sort of reboot-ish. But it's still Little Nightmares. Let's see what they've got for us. And it was a couple of things, early doors in the first couple of levels. But then you get to sort of chapter two, and there's actually an area where it's kind of a traditional Little Nightmares thing. You get to an elevator. Of course, there's always elevators in Little Nightmares. There's the two little like bulb power slot things. There's two of them. You get there, there's a clear left and a clear right, it's up to you to choose where you go first. You could literally, in this one particular area, run all the way to the right. You have to like smash something or whatever. I'll get onto the mechanics in a minute. Smash your way through there, run all the way down, pick up this bulb from wherever it was, run all the way back, put the bulb in, or the light thing, whatever it was, and then run all the way to the left. You've got to do a little climbing section. Which needs like your partner or whatever. Pick up the next one, run all the way back, put it in, simply jump in the end of the elevator, activate the switch, and you're good to go. And there was nothing creepy about it. There was not even any noise. There was no enemies. There was no environmental storytelling. The game was actually pretty quiet, and there's a shocking, shocking number of, because that was one of the first ones where I was like, why is there like nothing here? In this area, and even if you don't have, even if there's certain areas where you don't have enemies, because you don't need constant enemies in Little Nightmares, right? But at least have something like sound like it's scurrying above me, or have some noise, have like some sense of atmosphere. There is absolutely no atmosphere in this entire game, pretty much. And I felt no creepiness, I felt no threat, I felt like I could just run through it with no problems. And that's not what Little Nightmares should be like. Now, it's interesting because with Supermassive, they are the ones that do the like choice-driven, often teenage drama or young adult drama kind of games. Now, they're great for what they're good for. There've been a little bit too many of them. Recently, there's some other ones coming out. But that is, it's a problem because with the developer before, Tarsier Studios, who did the Little Nightmares 1 and 2, who said, like, okay, we're kind of done after number 2, and if Bandai Namco wants to continue it, it'll have to be with somebody else, and they pick Supermassive. Now, that's not inherently a bad choice, picking Supermassive games. They've got horror experience, and Supermassive kind of should have adapted themselves from young adult slash horror choice-driven games to intense, quiet, but creepy, but atmospheric. It's like a completely different type of horror, and they didn't adjust to it at all. Because something that just really, really kills the soul of this game is how many areas you can just run through, and how there's no atmosphere, and how it actually starts getting a little bit comical, because there's certain areas a bit later on where there's enemies that will actually stand in the corner looking at the wall. Now, that can be a bit of a creepy thing of like, oh, why is that thing? Like, there's an infamous scene from, you know, Blair Witch with that. And you could go into a room and be like, oh god, the enemies are standing in the corner. Are they going to turn around? Are they going to spot me? Like, you sort of, and then you start creeping around. You start like doing the sneak button. You start, what was it, crouching, going forward. Like, oh god, I hope they don't turn around and spot me, and I'm going to have to run and hide and whatever else. You take that idea and that element, and you put enemies, like human-sized enemies, in multiple rooms that actually do not attempt to attack your character. You can actually go up to these enemies and, like, I was like jumping next to them, I was shooting them with my arrow and all this kind of stuff. They actually just don't react to you. They're basically decoration for these levels. And that is such a major, enormous step down. Now, I remember with Little Nightmares 2, where there was the TV thing where they get hypnotized by TVs when they get smashed, the enemies run after you. And you kind of, it would be a case of Little Nightmares 2, you'd go into an area, you'd hear like the static of a TV, and you'd see a bunch of them standing around, and it'd be really creepy, and you'd think like, okay, you want to get them to keep their attention on that, and be ready to run. You don't need to run away from the enemies in this game. And it's funny because, whereas in Little Nightmares 1 and 2, it would be like, okay, new area, be a bit quiet, you don't know what's coming up yet, you don't want to run into an area and alert something. There are large sections, I would say maybe 40 to 45% of this game, you can just run through it. You can just completely run through, put the things in the things, do the climbing, do the jumping, do the little, you know, if there's puzzles or whatever to get through the next bit, because there's either no enemies in multiple areas, or enemies that it completely ignore you and they won't attack you. I don't understand it. There is combat in this game, and it's very, very subpar. There's, like, in terms of actual combat sections, there is, I think there's two or there's three, excluding, of course, you know, boss fights, if we're going to call them boss fights. So that happens as well. But, like, I start going through the first half of this game, I'm like, why is nothing attacking me? Why is nothing coming after me? Why is nothing spotting me? And then go from that to, wait a minute, there's no enemies in this area. The game is quiet. I can hear the running. And I know there's parts in Little Nightmares 1 and 2 where it's sort of, you come out of a crazy encounter, the game goes dead silent, and you can hear the pitter-patters of your feet. But that has its own certain atmosphere of, ooh, take a quick breather, you know, walk slash run maybe to the next bit if you're in like a really big area, and then when you get to a new area, it's back to, okay, we're in a new area now, new enemies may be coming up, so be back on your guard. There's really big sections of this game when you don't need to do that. You can just literally hold square and just run through, and it's shocking to me that I go from Little Nightmares 2, where it's like room to room, be sneaky, weird noises, weird atmosphere, creeps me out, keeps me on edge. I don't know what's coming up. I don't know who's coming up. I don't know what they're going to do, what the mechanics are going to be. And it keeps you on edge. It keeps you creeped out. And I went from that to, in this game, just be like, oh, cool, put that in there. All right, I'll just run back to the next, run to the next bit, or run back to somewhere I was before, because there's no enemies, there's no growling noises or weird noises, or there's nothing, so I can just run through this area. It's like I said, this is a Little Nightmares game, because it looks like one and it plays like one, but you've just taken all of the soul and all of the DNA out of this game, and there's just, it really comes across as pathetic at points. It's like, you've, alright, you put one out and it's got Little Nightmares in the name and it looks like it and it plays like it, but that is all you did to make this a Little Nightmares game. Yeah, that kind of sums that up. So anyway, if we have to move off sort of my general points, I was going to bring up mechanics. What is it that's actually interesting to talk about with that? So you play as two different characters. I can't remember the names of them, but one has a wrench which you can use to smash things and turn certain things, and the other one has a bow and arrow. I played with the one that has the bow and arrow because I thought that would be interesting. It's also odd that, okay, they sort of bragged about that in terms of, okay, co-op, you can play with an AI person if you want to, if you're a single player person. And yeah, we have new like weapons and mechanics. Okay, cool. And they're just using the most basic bare bones of sense, and again, it just feels a bit sort of flat and pathetic and just sort of like, yeah, I forgot to do this at the start actually, and I'm going to put it in the title. The question I have about this game is, what was that? For this game, I could just, yeah, what was it? What was the, and it, this also doesn't, it's right on the edge of feeling like a corporate sort of, okay, this thing is popular, we need to make more of it, and the person who used to make them doesn't want to make them anymore, so we've got to find somebody else. I'm not quite sure if this is that, because this isn't like Until Dawn, where you make a film version and you change the plot and change all the characters, and then you're basically just using the IP name. This doesn't feel like a misuse of the IP name. It just feels like a game without any of the DNA or soul of what came before. Because it's just really weirdly empty, this game. Again, just completely lacking atmosphere at times, either lacking any enemies or any sense of danger, or enemies that just stand in the corner that you can't even activate them on purpose. Because there's like an area later on where you come across like the big people, the same sort of people you come across in the first, and I think they're in the second game as well. And this time, there's a very small, quick section, which is about a minute, where they might grab you. But otherwise, they're just at their dinner tables, and they actually ignore you in this game, which is a bit weird. Which isn't like the formula of what Little Nightmares 1 was, which was the sort of the greed and the gluttony sort of thing, or they just want to eat everything they can and they try and eat you, but in this game they ignore you and they don't care about you. It's really weird. But anyway, yeah, I'm trying to think what else I even want to talk about spoiler free, because, well, for the spoilers I'm going to talk about the ending and how much I hate it and how much I don't like it. There's not a lot to break down there. I'm just going to talk about what it is and what the idea is. But if you're going to try and make a Little Nightmares 4, you've really got to, you got to beg Tarsier, although they're making something called Reanimal, I think it's called, because, wow, you can't, like, and again, Supermassive are great at what they do, which is, again, the YA slasher choice-driven games. I only fell off of them because there started to be kind of too many of them. But it's a completely different type of thing. And obviously you can't really try to do that in this game, because this game's like setting and world is completely different to something like that. But wow, I just was walking through bits of this game and running through bits of this game, and I'm like, what am I playing? What have you done, and what was that? And just, I kept sighing and being like, wow, and just kept getting annoyed at this game, just what it was doing slash trying to do. And then, yeah, there's little Easter eggs and nods and very small minuscule sections where it tries to replicate what the first game did, and I really felt just sad walking through or running through those bits. Even the boss encounters, they sort of weirdly slow down in certain spots. If you can call the first enemy a boss encounter. I'm not going to break down the boss encounters because they're not interesting enough to talk about. But you've got basically this baby thing in the first area which doesn't try to kill you. You've got like a spider woman kind of thing, which you can see what that's trying to replicate. And that was really, really poor. Then there's a couple of other ones as well, which are half decent. So, oh, the only tiny little thing, and you can't really count this as something that I like, I just thought it was an interesting idea, but it wasn't really used that often or in that great of effect. There are, I don't know if this is haptic feedback or just bits of vibration, but there's small parts where you do have your character's heart rate go up, and you're sort of sneaking around and the enemies are near you. And in the most faintest of ways, the heartbeat gets like slightly replicated in the controller, but you kind of, because I look out for that kind of stuff, I felt it in the controller, but it's really quite faint. And I thought, okay, if you could do it where, like, if the enemy is coming up to you, it gets faster or more intense or something, and then the enemy like maybe walks away from you and it dies down. Doesn't really kind of do that, but again, I'm not going to count that as a thing that I like, because I don't like anything in this game. So, yeah. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else spoiler free. But this is the best attempt that you're gonna get me to do any sort of ranty, hate filled podcast, because I don't feel like the need to yell or really shout or anything else like that. That's not really a way to get my point across. But I even forgot to mention like the three things, didn't I? Do I even remember what those were? There was the creepy aspect, which is missing. There's a sort of like, it was just the kind of, you went from making me feel creeped out in the first two games to making me feel bored going through certain sections. I was like, okay, keep running. Oh, there's nothing in this next room. Can't hear anything. No creepy music, no creepy atmosphere. I'm just going to keep running. And then keep running. I never expected to run. I expected to run at certain points in this game, like when things catch you or like run encounters. But wow, God. Anyway, now I'm gonna have to choose between like, okay, so my disappointing slash bad game nominations of this year are Baby Steps, and the disappointing is Death Stranding 2. Is this worse than Baby Steps? I don't know. Is this more disappointing than Death Stranding 2? I at least had some things I liked in Death Stranding 2, but that was disappointing for completely different reasons. And Baby Steps was more just nonsensical, and sort of just slapstick. And boring, but in a different way. So, I'm going to have to figure that one out. But this is probably the worst game next to Baby Steps that I've played this year. I just can't believe you came out with this. Like, wow. Anyway, I think I've kind of rambled on enough. I didn't write any notes down because I'm not going to go through like gameplay, story, characters. It's all just pretty bad, pretty bad. But just don't do this again, please. I don't really know where Little Nightmares goes from here, really. Yeah, we'll have to see in probably 3 to 5 years. But I guess Reanimal is coming up. I think I looked up, that's like 13th of February. So at least that's a couple of months away to sort of get the bad taste of this out of our mouths. I need to go watch a trailer for that, actually, to see what that's all about. Anyway, all I've got is more ranty things of the same opinions. I think you get the gist of what I'm trying to say. But wow. Wow. Anyway, let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on Little Nightmares 3. Maybe you liked it. Look, if you paid for this game and you played through it all and you liked it, I can't take that away from you. Please tell me why you did like it. I'd be curious to know. Did you think it was just fun? Did you maybe play it with a co-op person? By the way, you can't do couch co-op, which is weird. But maybe you had like a fun, funny time with somebody playing this game, maybe. Yeah, let me know what angle you're taking that from or whatever. Or maybe you just disliked it as much as I did, which seems to be the general consensus. Anyway, Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org. Social media is either eTalkUK or Entertainment Talk. And there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org for TV, games, films, Monday Night Podcast. So check out a bunch of those. There's a lot of stuff going on right now, so check all those out. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, ad-free podcast review options of that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news, Geek Town Radio Tuesdays, geektown.co.uk. David's also launching I can't remember the name of it, but it's on the 3rd of December. Geek Historians, I think it's called. He's doing this new like podcast series, so go and check that out on Geek Town Radio and geektown.co.uk and all that when he posts that next week on the 3rd. And then, yeah, you can find us. I did upload, like, 2 clips for Little Nightmares, one of which is that thing I described, because I was like, okay, I'm going to talk about this and kind of clip it and stuff. So, yeah, you can see that if you want to. And, yeah, YouTube is Entertainment Talk Plays for all of that. I'll see you on the other side for hopefully a quick spoiler section. See you for that in a minute. Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system which is usually in the bottom right hand corner to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talk's podcast and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcast that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. Alright, spoiler time for Little Nightmares 3. If you haven't played the game, I don't recommend that you do, because I don't think it's a very good game, and there's much better games you can play. But if you've played it, of course, welcome. You can join the pain with me here, or the disappointment, rather. Anyway, I'm going to get into spoilers. If you haven't played, have played, don't care, do care, whatever, it's up to you. So I can't remember the 2 names of the actual... Let me just... you've got Alone and you've got Low. So Alone, so he's the one with the wrench, was imaginary the whole time as imaginary friend of Lo. And it's either portrayed as like you wake up in this mental asylum. It looked like a mental asylum room where somebody would be in, although I don't know if it would have the garbage or rubbish chute that is in there. I don't know if that's realistic. Maybe that's a dream as well. Maybe this whole game is a dream. Because it doesn't make sense for the events that you go through in the game to be real, because you wouldn't have been able to get through them because of the co-op aspect of you wouldn't be able to get through the areas you got through without Alone anyway. So you can either take it as Lo still got through all of the rooms on his own, or that all was a dream sequence, or the whole game is maybe a dream sequence, or some sort of nightmare, or Lo has lost his mind, and is hallucinating slash dreaming, whatever excuse me, angle you want to take on that. Which again just feels silly and pathetic to me. I have seen stories where, like, oh, one of the people in the story wasn't real the whole time, and it can work, but it just doesn't feel interesting, or good. And then you get just a sad bit of Lo tries to take Alone through the mirror, which is obviously a big staple of Little Nightmares, and he gets left behind and he sort of disappears, which was quite sad. And then you get like a post-credit scene of, I guess, Lo being next to the mirror trying to draw his imaginary friend back. Because you've defeated all the bosses, and although the baby never gets killed, but never mind. Just feels, again, I know I almost overuse the word, but it is really just sad and pathetic, and it just kind of, why? I don't really get it, and that's not interesting, and it's not, it just doesn't work at all, I think. But what are we gonna do? Play Little Nightmares 4, where you play as Lo and you don't have the co-op stuff, and then Little Nightmares 4 is looking for Alone, maybe, but hopefully Supermassive doesn't make it. Or if Supermassive makes it and Bandai Namco's like, look, can you guys put like some more enemies in, or like some atmosphere, or like something in this game, because you kind of made a game that was like 40% enemyless and atmosphericless, if those are the right words. Like, can you put some noise in this game? Because it's meant to be a creepy horror game. And just do something more interesting. Because, okay, the concept of Lo looking for Alone and maybe making, although you can't make him real because he isn't real, so I don't know how that would even work. And we know Alone can't go through the portal because they try, what, two or three times in this game, and it doesn't work, so I don't even know where you'd go with that storyline, but that would be the next thing that you'd maybe do. The thing is, I just don't know if you can really ever get back to, and not because of the damage that's been done with 3 here, but if you can ever get back to what number 1 and 2 do, Little Nightmares 1 and 2 do, because that storyline is finished, and you can't really resume those characters or sort of reboot it with that. But I think at bare minimum, what you'd need to do is either get the other studio back, Tarasin, or whatever they're called, but they don't want to do another one because they're like, right, we finished the story with 2, we want to move on and obviously doing their own thing, or get somebody else to do it, because I still would like to play Little Nightmares games. I love the world, I love the atmosphere, I love what it can be like when it's not made by people who don't know what they're doing. And I heard that this game, I didn't really keep track of the release date of this game, but I heard that it got delayed by a year at one point. There was like two or three different videos I watched where the people were saying it got a year delay. What did you do in that year? Because it wasn't adding anything to this game. And when I gave it a 2 and said it's functional, was because, okay, there are still a few weird bugs and glitches, but for the most part, it's pretty functional. So I don't think it was to do with patching that you delayed it a year. And even if I meant this in like a joking way, it's not in a way of like you needed a year to add to the game and finish it, because there really isn't that much in, apart from environments and which, look, I'm sure that stuff takes time to make. I'm not trying to be funny about that. I know obviously developers can be pushed and things like that, but what would that year of delay have been for? I don't know. It just, anyway, it, yeah. Do you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna replay through. I'm gonna probably do 1 first and then do 2. Apparently I do own Little Nightmares 2. I had a look yesterday. I think I played Little Nightmares 1 on Xbox One. But I'm gonna try and get them both, and it'll be interesting to go back through those and just see kind of the differences in everything. Atmosphere, environmental storytelling, creepiness, enemies, bosses. Because all of it just falls really, really flat and short and pathetic in this game. So yeah. Alright, that's it. Let's be done with this. Let me know your thoughts on the game. And yeah, aside from letting me know your thoughts on the game, where do you think Little Nightmares goes from here? Do you think we get a 4? If we do get a 4, who the character's going to be? Is it going to be Low looking for a loan? Do you think it'll be a reboot? Who do you think makes the game? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Because I certainly don't really want any, like, I don't know what you do for DLC. And you can't really do, like, a prequel per se, can you? So, anyway, let me know where you think this series goes. Maybe a TV show. But certainly adapting Little Nightmares 1 and 2. Because we're in the era, aren't we? So I would I'd watch a film or a TV show for Little Nightmares 1 and 2. That'd be pretty cool. Seeing Little Nightmares on the big screen, I'd go for that. It could be pretty atmospheric and cinematic and whatnot. It might not have the same thing in terms of you controlling them and running away, but you can still feel creeped out and intense in different scenes. So anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.